This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses.
Yeah, come on and hold your horses there, folks, because listening to Frank Sinatra sing Nice and Easy, many, many, many of you will realize that you're just about to listen to nearly 2 hours of easy jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you live from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And today, Friday, March the 17th, 2023, my friends, it's St. Patrick's Day. Bigara bejabers and all that there, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Right, it's St. Patrick's Day. Enough of that, John. Get on with the show. Well, folks, you might be listening on your radio, wherever the radio might be, in the car, in the house, or whatever, on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But, of course, you can get us, my dear friends, through www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. And if you click on that on your search engine, then you will find that it opens up our website. And on that website, which people can look at anywhere at all in the great big wide world, you'll find everything you need to know about this fantastic radio station, Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, I'm going to start off this morning with the tune that you didn't get all of last week. We didn't get very much of it at all. You know, I have to go out playing music, and this is the one that you just got a little bit of last week. And I'm going to play it as the first one this week. The tune was written by trumpeter Miles Davis, who recorded it in 1957 at Rudy Van Gelder's Hackensack, New Jersey studio. He had what he called at the time the Miles Davis Quintet. The tune, of course, is called Blues by Five. And seeing that he had the Miles Davis Quintet, Blues by Five musicians, got it. Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And this recording was a massive hit for jazz and bebop fans in the mid-1950s. It's 10 minutes long, but it's worth every second of it, believe me. So please have a listen right now to this 1957 recording, Miles Davis with the Miles Davis Quintet, with a tune that he wrote, Miles wrote, and this tune is called, my dear friends, Blues by Five. Thank you. Yeah, way to go. I mean, yes, I decided to start this week off with that one that you didn't get all of last week, because it's a nice toe-tapper. And the next couple of tracks I'm playing are going to be instrumentals as well. But anyway, that track you've just heard, recorded in 1957 for Blue Note Records. The tune was called Blues by Five, written by the trumpeter Miles Davis, who had John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Massive hit back in 1957, that was, for jazz fans. The next tune is one of the last recordings that Benny Goodman ever made, and he made this particular recording at the Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen in Denmark in 1980. Benny Goodman is on the clarinet, Don Haas is on piano, Harry Pepe is on guitar, Peter Witter on bass, and the Swiss Charlie Antolini is on drums. There's some nice solos in this, including one by Peter Witter on the bass, using the bow, playing arco and not using the fingers. The tune that they're going to play for you, this little group headed by Benny Goodman, is one written by George and Ira Gershwin, and the name of this tune is Lady Be Good. Thank you. Yeah, that was another good swing record for you, as my second track. Lady Be Good is recorded there in Denmark, in the Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen in 1980. Benny Goodman on the clarinet, Don Haas on the piano, Harry Pepe on guitar, Peter Vitta on bass, and Charlie Antolini on the drums. Nice little bit of toe-tapper there too. It came through my headphones as very quiet. I don't know whether or not it came over to you exactly the same. And I really don't know why. I had the faders up to the max practically. But anyway, let's carry on. Here's the third track of this week, and it's another instrumental. It was recorded in 1943 by the Count Basie Orchestra, and the Basie Orchestra are going to play for us one of the Count's own compositions, and this tune by the Count Basie Orchestra is called Dance of the Gremlins.
Thank you.
Count Basie and the orchestra playing us their recording of a tune both Basie wrote called Dance of the Gremlins, recorded in 1943, released as on the A side by Decca Records. Another toe tapper there, folks. Okay, now before we just move on to the next track, let me just tell you that the very first show at the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club takes place this Sunday, right, the day after tomorrow, at the Magdalenos Room in at the Havelock North Function Centre. And the group that is going to be performing is the Dave Boston and Friends group. Dave Boston on guitar, Anton Woods on saxophones, Graham Coombe on the electric bass, and Cameron Budge on the drums. Now, the doors open at 5. Program starts at 5:30. Finishes around about 8:15. Now, subs are due. Subscriptions are due. You don't have to pay this week, but pay at any club day. And the subscriptions are $50 for a double. That's you and your partner. $30 for a single person. Now, the fees have gone up slightly. And members will now pay $15. Visitors will pay $25. But students will still be free. Pretty good, eh? So remember, this Sunday, the 19th of March, at the Magdalenos Rooms at the Havelock North Function Centre. Doors open at 5, programme starts at 5:30, and it's the Dave Boston and Friends group. What could be easier? Nothing, I tell you. Okie dokie. Right, now let's move on to the next track, shall we? A song called Hello Young Lovers was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein for the 1951 musical The King and I. And I invite you to enjoy the song as recorded by the late and very great British singer Matt Munro. And this went out on his 1968 EMI Records album, which is called The Late Late Show. So just enjoy this great vocal by the late Matt Munro as he sings Hello Young Lovers.
Hello young lovers, whoever you are, I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down a street in a trance. You fly down a street on a chance that you'll meet, and you meet not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. my memories are happy tonight. For I've had a love of my own. Yes, I've had a love of my own like yours. I've had a love of my own.
That was Matt Monro. Did you know that Matt Monro was one of Frank Sinatra's favorite singers? Anyway, that was Matt Monro recording that is on his 1968 EMI Records album called The Late Late Show. The song, of course, was Hello Young Lovers, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein III for the 1951 musical The King and I. Going back to the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club, which is on Sunday, I gave you all the information just a while ago. I can't believe it's a year ago since I did my very last public gig at the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club. We were the first on last year. But that band has finished. People have retired, moved on, and there's only myself and the bass player left. And we can't do gigs on our own. However, let's move on to another beautiful recording. And I'll introduce it by saying This Masquerade is a song that was written by the American singer and musician Leon Russell, originally recorded in 1972 by Leon Russell himself. It was then recorded by an American vocal duo known as the Carpenters, for their 1973 A&M Records album that is called Now and Then. But after that, they put out a single, and on the B-side of that single, on the A-side of the single is This Masquerade, and on the B-side of their single was their other recording, Please Mr. Postman. The singer, of course, is the very talented but really sadly missed, the late Karen Carpenter. This particular tune, since the Carpenters made it a huge hit way back in 1973, has become a bit of a jazz standard performed by a lot of jazz musicians. But let's have a listen to the original. The Carpenters, with Karen Carpenter doing the vocals on This Masquerade.
True. no matter how hard I try to understand the reason why we carry on this way, we're lost in this
Such a haunting tune, and I think you can realize, having heard it perhaps for the first time or maybe for the umpteenth time, how it lends itself to easy jazz excuse me so easily. But a beautiful tune, This Masquerade, written by Leon Russell, and that recording was made in 1973 by the Carpenters, and the singer of course, was the late and greatly missed Karen Carpenter. Now, I just want to talk a little, just for a couple of seconds. Hang on, frog in the throat, as they say. Radio Hawke's Bay, we've been around since 1995, originally under the name of Radio Kidnappers, but now we're Radio Hawke's Bay. At the present time, we put out just over 100 shows a week on AM and FM. And it's not just music that we broadcast. We broadcast a whole host of interesting programs, interviews, people talking about things that they have as a hobby, things that they do it for work, and our music section covers a whole variety. Two jazz programs, this one, Easy Jazz with John Ribman, and Two for Jazz with Ian Hunt, goes out on a Tuesday and Wednesday. Classical music, rock music, every kind of music you can think of. Country and Western, bluegrass. We have everything. And we can get out all over the world through this streaming we do through the link www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. Now, if you're ever interested to have a look to see what we're all about, go to your phone, your lap, your iPad, tablet, laptop, desktop, or whatever, and just put in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz, and our homepage will come up. Now, from that homepage, you can wander everywhere. Everything is easy to read. It's so simple, even I can do it. You'll be able to see our schedules, who our broadcasters are. You'll be able to see the podcasts. There's so much that's full of information. And that's why, as a community radio station, we are just so with it. We are just so professional. And have a look. Have a look. You'll be surprised just what areas we do cover here on Radio Hawke's Bay. Okay, back to the music. Eddie Thompson, who was born in 1925 and died in 1986, was a British jazz pianist. He was born blind in London, and he studied at the same school for the blind as George Shearing. He recorded with Victor Feldman in the late 1940s. He moved to Paris and worked in Paris in 1949. From 1959 to the end of 1960, he was the house pianist at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London. And from 1962 to 1972, he lived and worked in America at a place called the Hickory House, which was a well-known jazz club on 52nd Street in Manhattan. He quite often worked with an English bass player called Len Skeet and a British drummer called Martin Drew. Martin Drew, in his later years, he was Oscar Peterson's drummer. I'd like you to listen now to a 1955 recording made by Eddie Thompson on piano, Arthur Watts on bass, and Andy White on the drums. And this tune, it's a really nice tune, as you'll hear. The tune is called Theme for Nika. The pianist is the blind Eddie Thompson. Theme for Nika. Thank you. The tune was a theme for Nika, played there by the blind British pianist Eddie Thompson, and recorded 1955. And he had Arthur Watts on bass and Andy White on the drums. I'm in great awe of people who are handicapped, who can actually do the most magnificent things. And in this case, as we're talking music, I mean people like Eddie Thompson, George Shearing, you know, blind, who can play piano like that. I could go on, you know, giving you examples, but I won't. I'll just remind you, I don't stop at 11 o'clock for news, sport and weather. So I'm just going to carry on. And the next play I've got for you is one that was recorded live for Capitol Records in 1946. And this one features the Stan Kenton Orchestra with a very fine lady singer called June Christie. And Stan Kenton's orchestra, together with June Christie, are going to do a great arrangement for us of Anne Brunel's classic jazz standard called Willow Weep for Me. Stan Kenton and June Christie.
Along the stream that runs to sea, listen to my plea, listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, of least summer's dream. My tears into the stream, sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind to say that love is sin, to leave my
Not the greatest recording I've ever heard, but it was recorded live way back in 1946. And you heard just how appreciative that audience was. The tune was Anne Brunel's Willow Weep for Me. The singer was June Christie, and the orchestra was that of Stan Kenton. And it went out on Capitol Records, 1946. Sinatra sings great songs from Great Britain as a Reprise Records album by Frank Sinatra. All arranged by a Canadian gentleman who worked exclusively in London, a man called Robert Farnon. And it was recorded in London in June 1962 at the CTS studio. It's Frank Sinatra's only UK studio album, although later three radio performances that he did in London were recorded and released, but this was his only studio album release. At the time of recording this, Sinatra Sings Great Songs from Great Britain, Sinatra was tired, he'd been touring for a long time and he had a sore throat. And apparently he wasn't very happy with his voice. Well, you make your mind up as you listen now to Frank Sinatra, accompanied by the Robert Farnon Orchestra. And Frank's going to sing for us a song written by a man called Carol Coates. Now, Carol is not C-A-R-O-L, it's C-A-R-R-O-L, Carol Coates. And the song is called London by Night, Frank Sinatra.
London by night is a wonderful sight. There is magic abroad in the air. I'm often told that the streets turn to gold when the moon shines on Circus and a Square. Deep in the dark that envelops the park, there's romance in each cigarette's glow. Down by the Thames, lights that sparkle like gems seem to wink at each girl and her beau. Up comes the moon when the city's asleep. He's not alone, for it seems somewhere up there stands an angel to keep her watch, while each Londoner dreams. My love and I saw the sun leave the sky.
Sore throat, didn't you? Frank Sinatra singing London by Night. And that particular track comes from his 1962 Reprise Records album called Sinatra Sings Great Songs from Great Britain. Pretty good, eh? I've sung that song numerous times. I've even recorded it. Don't think I've ever sung it. I don't think I've actually sung it live ever in New Zealand. I don't think I have. Might have done, but I can't remember. In 1990, Concord Jazz Records released an album which had the title Bravura Eloquence, which featured the cornet player Ruby Braff with Howard Alden on guitar and Jack Lesberg on the bass. And I'm now going to invite you, great listeners of mine, to listen to this trio as they play a medley of tunes in honour of the songs sung by Judy Garland. So you'll hear that these tunes will include The Man That Got Away, San Francisco, Over the Rainbow, and lastly, a song I absolutely love. This song, it's called If I Only Had a Brain. I'm not talking about me, I do have a brain. I just love the song. I think it's a brilliant song. So have a listen now to Ruby Braff on cornet, Howard Alden on guitar, Jack Lesberg on bass from this 1990 Concord Jazz album called Bravura Eloquence. You'll really enjoy this. I know you will. You ready? Good. Let's go.
Thank you.
Now, you know, all these, all this music I play for you, it all comes from my own personal music collection. And that particular track of Ruby Braff, Howard Alden and Jack Lesberg playing that medley of tunes that were sung by Judy Garland, to me, it's just a classic piece. Cornet, guitar and double bass. I mean, who would have thought that those three would have made such a great combination? And the tunes, Man Who Got Away, Man That Got Away. Now, if you were expecting I Left My Heart in San Francisco, well, you weren't going to get that, because I did say the song was called San Francisco, not I Left My Heart. Then Over the Rainbow, and then If I Only Had a Brain. Doodle-a-da-doo-da-doo-doo. I love it. So there you go. There's another one in the can, if you like, ready. And I'm ready to move on to the next one. But before I do, let me just remind you, if you are wondering where this music is coming from, then I'll let you know. It's coming from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And we are operating out of Hastings in New Zealand. And we can be captured locally on the Steam Radio on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But we can be heard all over the world if you've got a smartphone or a tablet, iPad, laptop, desktop, or whatever, by merely by going to your search engine and typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And once you click on that, our homepage will come up and there is a feature that says Listen Live. Click on that and you can hear what is actually being played on this great radio station at the time you've clicked on. In addition to that, as I said before, you've got all the information you need about Radio Hawke's Bay. Our schedule, the broadcasters, everything is everything you want to know. Podcasts, in case you have a favorite program and you miss one particular episode of it, you can go into the podcast section and just dial in. And then you can listen to the one you miss. It's so easy. You know, a lot of these commercial radio stations do not have the same particular things that we have. And we're a community radio station, the one that can put you on air. And we're funded, of course, in part by New Zealand On Air. Remember that. And now let's get back to the music. In 1997, a New Zealand lady singer called Briar Ross, who lives on Waiheke Island, released an album she called Just Do It. And she recorded that in Auckland. It was reissued in 2002, and it is from the reissue that I'm going to bring you Briar Ross singing a 1955 song composed by David Mann and Bob Hilliard, which is called In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. Briar is the vocalist. She has Julie Mason on piano, Andy Brown on bass, and Frank Gibson on the drums. So why don't we listen to Briar Ross and the group bringing us this 2002 reissue of Briar singing In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning.
When the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something is fast asleep. You lie awake and think about the boy and never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would fall in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss him most of all. your lonely heart has learned its lesson. You'd be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you
song, in the wee small hours of the morning, sung there by a New Zealand lady singer called Briar Ross. Now, Briar, to my knowledge, hasn't recorded anything in the last, probably 15 years. No idea why not. I know she still lives at Waiheke Island. But that recording was a 2002 reissue of an album she originally released in 1997 called Just Do It. And as I say, you know, she sang in the wee small hours of the morning, very hauntingly. The song was written in 1955. Julie Mason on piano, Andy Brown on bass, Frank Gibson on the drums. I want to play a Mel Torme now. I'm going to play another one. I don't know if we're going to get it in on this particular show, but it'll feature either at the end of this show or at the beginning of the next show. It features Mel Torme with a song called In the Still of the Night. Now, that is a song written by Cole Porter for an MGM film called Roselle. Not Roselle. Idiot. It's called Rosalie. That's it, Rosalie. And that film and the song were both published in 1937. But it's on an album called Velvet and Brass, and that is a 1995 album by Mel Torme with Rob McConnell's Boss Brass Big Band. A lot of B's in there, isn't it? Rob McConnell's Boss Brass Big Band. It was Mel Torme's second recording with the band. His first was in 1987. And Velvet and Brass was Mel Torme's final studio album, because in that same year, Mel Torme suffered a second stroke that resulted eventually in his death in 1973. So, why don't we have a listen to Mel Torme with Rob McConnell's Boss Brass Big Band. 73, it was, I can't remember. Maybe I got that wrong. Anyway, let's have a listen. Mel Torme and Rob McConnell's Boss Brass Big Band. And they're going to bring us In the Still of the Night.
From my window at the moon, its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, the world is in slumber. Oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream come true?
Torme. Now, I made a right muck up trying to explain all that, everything about that. I'll start again. Mel Torme sang in The Still of the Night, written by Cole Porter in 1937. And he was accompanied on an album there in 1995 with the Rob McConnell Boss Brass Big Band. I think I got carried away with buh, 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 buh. It was Mel Torme's second time he'd recorded with that band. The first was released in 1987. The album that from which the tune you just heard came is called Velvet and Brass, and it was Mel Torme's final studio album. And in that same year of 1995, he suffered a second stroke, which caused his death On June the 5th, 1999, when Mel Torme was aged 73. Got it out at last. There you go. I obviously got confused with Boss Brass Big Bands and stuff. Anyway, there you got the full story. Moving on, God Bless the Child is a song written by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog Jr., written in 1939 and first recorded on the 9th of May 1941 by Billie Holiday, backed by the Eddie Heywood Orchestra, and that recording was released the year later in 1942 by OK Records. Now, OK Records is not OK, it's OKEH, OK Records. Have a listen. Another classic recording. This is Billie Holiday singing a song she co-wrote with Arthur Herzog Jr. called God Bless the Child. Listen to the lyrics.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
As I say, another classic recording there, Billie Holiday recorded God Bless the Child on the 9th of May 1941 in New York, backed by the Eddie Heywood Orchestra. And that's become a massive jazz standard, sung or played by thousands and thousands of jazz musicians and singers. The Swing Sessions 2 is the fourth studio album by the Australian singer-actor David Campbell. And the album was released by Columbia Records in October 2007. He had recorded, obviously, one before, which was called Swing Sessions Number 1. Swing Sessions number 2 achieved platinum sales in Australia, and I'd like you to listen now as David Campbell, backed by a studio orchestra, sings a song written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1928. And that tune is called I've Got a Crush on You. I actually sang this song at the first Hawke's Bay Jazz Club a year ago, my last public gig. I sang this song, I've Got a Crush on You, but you are going to hear it sung by the Australian David Campbell. I've Got a Crush on You.
How glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I'll never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care? Oh, for a cottage we could share. The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you. That we could share. The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
Did a very good job of that, David Campbell, didn't he? He recorded that particular song, I've Got a Crush on You, which was composed by George and Ira Gershwin in 1928, in October 2007. I just want to mention, I have heard on very good authority that the well-known singer, pianist, Harold or Harry Mullaney is performing. He's coming across from Melbourne at the end of this month. I think it's the 30th of this month. He's actually doing a gig at Paisley Stage in Carlisle Street in Napier with the Dave Boston group. And I've got no other details at this stage. I know Harrow very, very well. Great pianist, great singer. I performed with him quite a lot in the past. If I get more information, I shall let you know. But I've been told it's the 30th of March at Paisley Stage. But I'll give you more info on that when I get it. Right, let's move on. In 1991, the singer, pianist, composer and arranger Shirley Horn, she released an album called For My Lady, and accompanying her on that particular album, she had the Belgian Toots, well, originally Belgian, Toots Tielemans. And on the album, he either played harmonica, guitar, or he whistled. And she had Charles Abels on bass and Steve Williams on the drums. Now, I've selected a track from the album, For My Lady, where Shirley Horn sings and plays piano and Toots Tielemans plays harmonica. And that track is a song written in 1926, again by George and Ira Gershwin. And the song is called Someone to Watch Over Me. And when George and Ira Gershwin wrote that in 1926, it was for a musical called OK. Again, not O-K, but O-H-K-A-Y. OK. So here is Shirley Horn, vocals and piano, Toots Tielemans on the harmonica, Charles Abels on bass, Steve Williams on drums, with Someone to Watch Over Me.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be. Someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost. I know I could always be good, to one who watched over me. Although he may not be the man, some girls think of as handsome. But to my heart, he carries the key. Mm-hmm. Could you tell him, please, to put on some speed? And follow my lead. Over me,
Well, that was Shirley Horn on the piano and doing the vocals with Toots Thielemans on the harmonica, Charles Abels on bass, Steve Williams on drums. 1991 recording of George and Ira Gershwin's 1926 song, Someone to Watch Over Me. And how different was that? I mean, talk about laid back. It was nearly horizontal, wasn't it, really? With Shirley leaving two, sometimes three bars in between the lyrics. But it all worked. All worked. Pretty good. So what have we got left? We've probably got about 7-odd minutes, something like that, before we need to end the show, my dear friends. Let me remind you that on Sunday, day after tomorrow, the very first meeting of the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club for the year 2023 at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre. And the group performing is Dave Boston on guitar, Anton Woods on saxophones, Graham Coombe on electric bass, and Cameron Budge on the drums. And doors open at 5. Programme starts at 5:30. We'll finish about 8:15. There is a bar and there is food available. Subscriptions can be paid on Sunday, $50 for double, $30 for single. The entry fees have changed slightly. Members now pay $15 and visitors pay $25, but students are still free. So there's a good deal. So why don't you come along to the Magdalenas Rooms at the Havelock North Function Centre on Sunday. I'll be there, so maybe I'll see you there too. I didn't manage to get very often to the jazz club after our doing the first one of last year for various reasons. But I do want to get to this one on Sunday. And don't forget, I will give you more information on what's happening with Dave Boston and Harry Mullaney, they are due to do this gig at Paisley Stage on the 30th of March. And that'll be well worth going to, believe me. So let's go to what'll probably be the last track for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the selection of music that I brought you this week. As I say, all the music I play is all from my own personal music collection, and I do put some thought into what I'm going to play so that it's not all boring, and I do mix up tempos and the size of groups and also male and female vocalists. And I'll be back next week, God willing. I didn't have much trouble getting over today, I must admit, along the expressway from Napier to the studio here in Hastings. And I probably won't have much problem getting back to Napier when I finish here. So I want you guys to look after yourselves. Be careful. Please be careful. And, you know, if you're struggling still from the after effects of Cyclone Gabrielle, then, you know, my thoughts are with you. My wishes and prayers are with you. And I hope that everything's going to work out for you eventually and fairly soon, and that the insurance companies will play a good part too. For the rest of you people, please tune in again next week. And I'll be here with another just under 2 hours of Easy Jazz. My name is John Redman, and I'm broadcasting this program live from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay 1431 AM and 104.7 FM, and streaming live through www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. Okay, here's the last number. Dudley Moore on piano, Pete McGurk on bass, Chris Curran on drums, with a tune from Dudley Moore's 1970 Atlantic Records album called From Beyond the Fringe. So I invite you to sit back and enjoy the trio, bringing us a tune written by Jules Stein, Betty Comden and Adolph Green. And this was introduced way back in a musical called The Bells Are Ringing. Have a listen. Dudley Moore, Pete McGurk, Chris Curran with, are you ready for this? Just in time. Just in time for me to wrap up. So, see you next week. God bless. Look after yourselves. Remember the ones that you love because they always love you back. See you next week. Here's Dudley Moore.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.